Welcome in, everybody, to the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. I am Greg, and I'm being joined from all the way on the Fresh Coast. That is Flexi. I'm never going to forget that now. It's the Fresh Coast.
That's what we do here.
Yeah, from the West Coast to the Fresh Coast. We're CBR, motherfuckers.
Largest body of fresh water in the world or something? Or
definitely the
definitely
U.S.
Definitely the U.S.
Yeah. That's all that counts. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah.
And then Finland.
Right. Yeah, that counts too. What's up, Finland?
My guys
over there in Finland. And my girls. World tour. Check us on the socials, Craft Beer Republic, and of course, flexmeabeer_inbetween, craftbeerrepublic.com, all that good shit. Rate, subscribe, do whatever it is you people's dues on your podcast apps and things like that. So,
by the way, speaking of like Finland and my girls.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen those reels made of the Tinders from like the Scandinavian area?
No.
Oh, they're dumb.
They're dumb?
Like, they make every woman in America look like a monster.
Oh.
Like, it's crazy.
I did not, that's how funny, I did not know that.
Yeah, they post, I've seen this reel where it was like Tinder in Norway, and every single girl was just like a complete bombshell.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying like it was bad thing.
No, like it's dumb. Like, wow, like how is it even possible?
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to show us up, so not a huge surprise there.
I guess not.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, lots to get to today. Ludicrous Libation Law, some beers to talk about, some booze news, including some drunk passengers on an airplane who are doing the Lord's work over there.
Jeez, I can't wait.
But before we get into it, let's get into some drinkins. Ooh, I am drinking straight out of Connecticut, I guess. Hoofhearted Brewing's Conky Dong. It is
Conky Dong?
Conky Dong.
Should have been a drum roll for that name. Jeez.
8%, 70 IBUs, and has a 4.25 on Untappd from the brewery. They say excessively dry hopped with Citra, Motueka, Simcoe, and I've never heard of this one, Dr. Rudy Hops from New Zealand.
It doesn't sound real.
It sounds very made up and borderline creepy. They say dank and juicy, brewed in collaboration with Arcade Super Awesome. On the old schnauzer, I don't even know what that is. It's probably the New Zealand hops. It's a little grapey, a little white winey.
Okay.
Real subtle. Ooh, the tongue jabber. First of all, ooh, this does not drink like it's... I read 8% from Untappd. That's not even close. It's 9.5% according to the can. I feel like I believe the can more than I believe that bullshit Untappd. This does not drink like it's 9.5%. This, everybody, apologies for the reading for the rest of the show.
You done.
I done. Pillowy soft. Delicious. I'm really having a hard time putting a finger or a tongue on what flavors I'm picking out of it. It's just soft, and it's not like an overly fruity situation. Maybe a little bit of citrus. It also has that taste like maybe they use Kvikis, like a little hint of funk in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time pinpointing what I'm getting over here, but I'm not minding it.
I tell you, that head and that lacing looks phenomenal.
Yeah, gorgeous lacing. Fantastic head. It's good stuff. Yes, sir, I'll have another.
Please.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Did some work traveling again. I was back up in the Bay Area last week.
Okay. Did you stop at Black Hammer?
Did not stop at Black Hammer. And I didn't have time for anything. I wanted to go back to Wondrous, where I had to throw those beers away from.
Right.
I was like, I want to go back, get some beers, bring them
the
back.
The last four pack that they had.
Don't remind me.
Put in the trash can.
Son of a bitch. I'm choosing to believe that TSA agent took them and drank them. that I have to believe that. Otherwise, I might need to call.
There's got
to
be like some Craigslist post that you can look up to be like, hey, to the guy who left the beers at the
Misconnections.
Airport, I just want to let you know that I did drink them.
Yeah, it was one hell of a buzz I caught that night. Best beer I've ever had. Signed, a former Bud Light drinker. Yeah, something like
that. Oh, man.
Yeah, so no, I was so busy. I didn't have any time for a brewery. In fact, we got done working at like 9:30 the first night I was there. And luckily the guy I was with is from up there and he goes, hey, you want to go in the city? Which for those who aren't from California, the city means San Francisco. He's like, hey, you want to go in the city and get some dinner? I was like, yeah, but man, everything closes early now ever since COVID. He goes, I know one spot and we found this like little beat up hole in the wall. It's exactly what you see in the movies. Chinese food place that was open late. It was delicious.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was good.
It was delicious too.
Oh, it was one of those places where like, you know, don't get out your white gloves and dust the place because you don't want to know what's there. But it was tasty and I survived and that's what counts.
Yeah, no food poisoning.
No food poisoning. You know, had some Tsing Taos. That was the best beer they had there. And, you know, not even on tap because they didn't have a draft system. It was just out of the fridge.
Right, they do bottles. Yeah. They usually do bottles at those.
Couple of Tsing Tao bottles and some Chinese food at like 10 o'clock at night. It was good stuff. Was not mad,
heck
but
yeah.
I was sad I didn't get over to Wonders or Black Hammer. No brewery research. But what I was excited about was at the Oakland airport, stumbled upon some more Altamont Brewing. It's always a good day when you find some Altamont Brewing. Man, their shit.
Okay.
They're old school when it comes to hops. Like they keep things clear, but they keep things balanced and delicious. And they had a pale ale that I had a couple of before So here's the thing. Since the last time I missed my flight from being late, I decided I'm going to get there just a little bit early. And I got there a little bit early and there was nobody in line. So I had like 2 hours to kill.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So I went and I had a couple of beverages. They were great.
When does that ever happen?
Apparently on Tuesdays at about 3 p.m. I found
when
out
people
when.
Are usually working.
I guess. Yeah. I guess, you know, when I was missing flights, it was always on a Friday. So people were getting out of town, but Tuesday, about 3 o'clock, nobody in the Oakland airport except for me drinking a bunch of Altamont Brewing. So nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So thanks to Oakland Airport for having some good fucking beer going on in there. They also, one of the places, their big sign is a Mexican food place, which was kind of funny because their big sign outside was, we have Pliny and Blind Pig on tap. I was like, all right, well, that doesn't sound bad either. So I opted for the Altamont, though. Shout out to the Altamont guys over there.
Big words right there.
Big look, love me some Blind Pig.
I know you love Blind Pig and you think Pliny's overrated.
I think Pliny is a good beer, but it just is not worth the hype it receives. That's my take.
I've never had it, so I can't say anything about it.
All right. Well, I'll have to make things awkward and send you some.
Please don't.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Definitely.
definitely won't do
Please
it.
Please don't send me any beer on to the next segment. Thank you.
No one's more awkward about receiving beer than Flex is.
Oh, it's the worst thing in the world.
Because you feel like you owe somebody beer?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you how much to Venmo me. How about that?
Okay.
I'm joking.
God damn it. You have no idea how comfortable I just felt right there.
Little you fart squeak out.
Swept the rug right from
Fine,
my
I'll send receipts with everything.
All right. I would appreciate that.
We'll get you some Pliny out there.
It's like going out with a buddy and he buys the first round and you're like, in your head, you're like, all right, well, next round's on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finishes his drink before you and then he comes back with two more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like that thing.
Hey, I was going to get you the next round. Drink
right,
slower.
Right.
And but you get them next time. It works out in the end.
And then you go out for food afterwards and he pays for all the food and you're just like, what the fuck? It's not my birthday. Like, what is going on here?
I want to hang out with your buddy. Yeah. Just buying people shit.
I got a nice sounds buddy.
Yeah, sounds like. What about you? Any research going on over there in the Milwaukee area?
Unfortunately not. I've been trying to get my weight down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're on another journey. summer's coming up. In the last 7 days, I had
Hot Girl Summer.
One beer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, leading up to the wedding last week, the whole week leading up to, except for one day because it was trivia night, no beer at all. In fact, I think it was like 2 weeks leading up to it. No beer except for trivia nights.
And how do you do with that? Is it easy for you?
Well, I supplement it with like seltzers.
Oh, so you're still drinking.
I'm still drinking. Beer is by far and away, you know, the worst as far as carbs, calories, bloating.
Right.
All of it. So I'll supplement it with seltzers. And then I ran out of seltzers and we weren't going to Costco anytime soon. So then I pulled out the red wine, which is great. Is, you know, like the carbs in red wine are only slightly more than a hard seltzer.
Okay.
So from a carb standpoint, it's very on par. I will alternate between, you know, like seltzers and red wine different nights when I'm, and I'll cut out the beer.
See, I just cut out everything.
Obviously that's better.
Like I was just, I don't know. I was just, I've been having real bad bloating lately and I'm trying to pinpoint it.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it's alcohol, not certain. Maybe it's beer. So I'm still trying to play around with some things.
Still working on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have this problem where like it doesn't shed as easily as it used to. Like a few years ago when we got married, the week of my wedding, I only alcohol I consumed up until the day of the wedding was seltzers. And I lost 6 pounds in that week.
Come on.
And legit, 6 pounds, 1 week, gone. Nowadays, less easy.
Yeah, I think I'm getting to that age.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel like I need like some strategy moving forward with maybe not having seconds. I do snack a lot less nowadays.
Good, yeah.
But I'm also surrounded by meat snacks every day at work. Oh,
yeah, you are.
You know, and they are, you know, it's a lot of protein, but it's also a lot of sodium.
Mm-hmm.
So it hurts, like, to try not eat all that shit at work and then to come home and try not to drink beer as much.
Yeah, I get it.
So I'm just trying to figure it out right now.
And we've talked about this before. My biggest problem is, like, when I have dinner or something, I want something delicious to drink with my dinner, whether it's beer or wine or whatever. Seltzer, I don't find like overly delicious. It doesn't pair nicely with a steak.
With anything.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, I want something good. But I feel like I should do another week-long trial like I did before my wedding and see, like, if I go a full week without drinking anything but seltzers, can I shed those pounds again?
I would like to find out that like the numbers on that, and if it.
Yeah, I should do it. Take a picture pre on the scale, and then drink only seltzers for a week. See what happens.
Yeah, and also I'm the opposite of you. When I eat, I don't like to drink anything.
I like the flavor combos. I love pairing wine and beer with food. And
not me.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things.
Sometimes even if I have like a glass of water or a soda, like I don't even touch it while eating.
Really?
I just want to eat.
I'm that fucking weirdo who like bite a steak. Sip a wine, bite a steak, sip a wine. Mm, this pairs so nicely. I love doing like the pairing dinners and, oh, that's my jam. I love it.
We did, not with drinks, but a couple, it was like 2 New Year's ago. My wife did a charcuterie board and it was like part for us, part for the kids. And she had apple slices on for the kids. And I always heard, you know, apples and cheese.
Yeah.
And I tried it and it was fucking mind blowing.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, honest to goodness, completely mind blowing to me.
All right, let me blow your load one more. Get a wheel of brie cheese.
Okay.
Slice up apples, like green apples, nice and thin. Layer them on top of the wheel. Just a pinch of brown sugar sprinkled on top. Wrap it in a like a puff pastry type dough thing.
Okay.
Bake it so the cheese melts and gets soft. Chef's kiss.
That sounds ridiculous.
Cut it open, spread it on some crackers or some shit. Super healthy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Pair it with a nice rosé.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I hate rosé.
Not a rosé show.
Oh, never will be. No. Where were we besides being fat?
I don't know. Now I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. I haven't eaten yet.
I'm trying not to eat. And I'm starving.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Costco, get a giant package of seltzers and see if I can lose a few pounds in a week by only drinking seltzers.
It'll be a real fun experiment, I tell you.
It will be for not me, but I'll do it for the show.
It'll still be for you.
It'll only be fun for me if it actually works. If it still works, then I might do that more often. A little motivation behind the shitty taste. So
every month, just drink seltzers for 7 days.
Yeah, there's a week out of every fuck dry January. I've got like seltzer week Tuesday through Tuesday or whatever.
Wait, yeah. Shit, what day is it? Oh man, well, my seltzer weeks are tomorrow.
Fuck. Hey, you guys want to go play trivia? No, it's seltzer week. I can't go to the brewery. Ugh.
That's when you got to start talking to brewers into doing seltzers.
Yeah. Hey, Britt, this is just a water bottle, I swear. Yeah, that'd be bad.
Get one of those sparkling ice.
There you go.
Fill it up with seltzer. You're good.
No problems. Maybe I should make my own seltzer. It's really, everything I hear is how easy it is to make seltzer. Just sugar water and champagne yeast, basically. Then flavor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe I can make one that didn't taste like garbage.
Now there's another experiment for you.
But all right, two experiments. One, can I still lose weight on seltzers? And then two, can I make one that doesn't taste like asshole?
I'm intrigued on this homemade seltzer thing now.
Mm. I should talk to Nick. Nick, formerly of 14 Cannons, RIP. He now works for, what is it called? Like Amaretti or whatever they do, flavorings?
Yeah, Amaretti, yeah.
He's starting like their whole brewing arm. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the show. And to help like sell their flavorings and stuff. I should talk to him and be like, hey, I need some Pog flavors for some seltzer experiments. See if he could hook up.
Interesting.
And Nick, if you're listening and I gave away information I'm not supposed to know or anybody's supposed to know, I'm sorry. But also, yeah. I'm excited for his new project.
Not a kept secret podcast. So his loss.
You must be this tall to ride this ride. All right. Before we find out what Flex is drinking, Ludicrous Libation Law. This one comes from Mississippi. It is legal in Mississippi to drink and drive as long as your BAC remains below 0.08.
So you get to drive with like one beer?
Yeah, so it's like no open container problem as long as you keep it under 0.08.
So Mississippi.
How do you feel about that though? Because I have mixed feelings. Part of me is like, fuck yeah, let's grab a Coors Light and hit the road. And the other part of me is like, that feels a little irresponsible.
I don't know. I'm definitely not one for roadies, but I also live in like a suburban community. You know, it's not like a rural area where it's like, hey, let's drive to Podunk somewhere and grab a couple roadies, you know, on the way there. Yeah. Like we can't do that here. We have those really nosy suburban police because nothing goes on. So they're always sticking their nose.
Yeah, they got nothing to do.
Right, looking for something to do. And growing up, I was like a super goody two shoes, and my younger brother was not.
Oh.
And he constantly had run-ins with the local PD because he, you know, would do unlawful things.
Sure.
So I wouldn't get myself mixed in with that whole thing. So
they pull him over. It's like, oh, Mr. A Beer again.
But I mean, like when my younger brother was like, I don't know, 15, 16, he'd be walking through like the town with his friends and the cops would just pull up next to him. They'd be like, you guys got cigarettes on you? And they're like, what? And they're just like, then they would just start berating them.
That sounds illegal.
No, it super was.
But they're just walking, not doing anything wrong.
But that's the suburbs for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I live pretty suburbia-ish, but, you know, I've been known to bring some roadies on a road trip to Vegas.
Or... Hey, Greg, we have sub 15,000 people in the city I live in.
Oh, yeah, it's not that small.
It's way smaller than probably where you live, hey?
It's. I mean, I'm saying my town's not that small.
Oh, yeah, your town's not.
Yeah, no. I could look up what's the population of where I live. Oh, we have 124,000 in our city.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good amount.
Yeah. Cops are still bored here, too, though.
Really?
Not as bored. Where I grew up is much smaller. It's probably about half this, even less even. Yeah. And the cops were real bored there. One time I got pulled over for turning a corner too slow.
Come on, too slow?
Legit. I turned the corner. I had my permit. Didn't have my license yet. Pulls me over, asks for my license. Hey, don't have it, you know, but I have my permit. Here you go. And at this point, he hasn't told me what he pulled me over for. He starts to walk away. I stopped him. I was respectful. I said, excuse me, officer, can I ask you why you pulled me over? Well, he turned that corner real slow.
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
I was like, all right. Okay. I said, is that illegal? He goes, Well, I thought maybe you were, you know, drinking or something. Okay.
Okay.
Good story.
Dude took a gamble. Did not pay off.
Did not pay off. I was 15, so you failed, dummy. Yeah.
You did not go home and say, hey, honey, guess what I did today?
You're right. Exactly. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. all right. Before we find out how hot it is in these rhinos, let's find out what Flex is drinking over there.
In a world where craft beer is king, a world where muscles are bigger than growlers, only one tongue can guide us. One man, one tongue, one tongue jobber. In this world, we must find out what is Flex drinking.
You know, I really hope people got that rhino reference.
I hope so too.
Because, you know, sometimes people, I mean, I'm 35, 30 and old, younger, like they just don't get it.
Yeah, you're probably at like the bottom end of that reference.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think when that came out, I was like 11 or 12.
Was that 94?
Yeah, so that puts you at like 8 or 9 or something. So.
6.
Yeah. How dare you?
No, that was the second one, so probably 97.
So 97, I was 12.
That was 9.
All right, so you're kind of the tail end of getting that.
Okay.
I don't think the five-year-olds were getting that.
No, I was 4 years old watching Revenge of the Nerds. Like, that's how I was raised. Let's nice. Go. Any weasels?
Not a nerd show.
Hop Butcher.
Mm.
They made another drop at my local shop, and there was tons of stuff. And I landed on, mostly because of the name. Rarely do I ever buy for beer names. Only interested in bangers.
I like it.
And I just love that name because of the bangers. I call good songs bangers, beers bangers, mm-hmm. anything that's good. It's a banger, right? And then you look at the can art, and it's all these...
Very colorful.
They're records.
Oh. You know, with
like those colored labels.
Yeah.
So it's like a music type dealy thing.
I dig.
Really neat. Really neatly done. It is a double IPA, Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe, and Sabro hops. And again, I've had a... This is quite a... Maybe 10 shows back, I had a Hop Butcher. And I got the tasting notes on the can, which I absolutely love.
Much appreciated.
It says, juicy citrus, lush tropical, and candied berry.
Mm.
We all know how I feel about the berry note.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to find. Let's see what we get.
Daddy like.
Also, this is 8%. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, daddy does like that.
We're going hard tonight, motherfuckers.
So it is sweet on the old sniffer here.
Okay.
Maybe getting actually like some strawberry, like some dehydrated strawberry. So I'm getting that now. So I guess I'll go fuck myself. a little warm up the old tongue jobber here.
Let me know if you need help fucking yourself. Oof.
So that's some low carbonation. I'm going to dive in one more time.
Yeah. Got to do thorough research.
The notes are low key. I'm not getting much of any kind of citrus.
Hmm.
There's a tiny bit of tropical, like maybe a little bit of pineapple here. Tiny bit of that strawberry, like that dehydrated strawberry coming through. And then a good amount of bitterness. Like something that's going to like hang on your tongue till the morning.
Mm-hmm.
One more time here.
Clearly you hate it.
I don't hate it. It just, it bothers me when I can't figure out what's going on.
That's how I feel with my beer.
Yeah. It's a personal thing. It's not them. It's me.
I tell all my girls.
It's cliche. But the bitterness, it's kind of out of nowhere. But it's solid. It's drinkable.
All right.
I don't know. Untapped here hit it at a 4.18. I don't know if I'm going to rate it that high. Like this one, I'd probably give a, because I'm not a, you know, subscription member.
Sure.
I'd give it a 3.75.
All right.
Which it's drinkable.
Yeah, it's fine.
I would drink it again.
Yeah, wouldn't turn it down.
Right. But, you know, I've had better beers, more enjoyable beers,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Totally acceptable.
Right. Not banging them or banging.
Yeah, for a name like only the bangers, or only interested in bangers. Needs to be more banging.
Yeah, I do wish it was a little more banging.
Yeah.
Well, you know, till next time.
They can't all be bangers, I guess.
They really can't all be bangers.
Yeah. All right, let's get a little news going before we get out of here.
Yes, because not a banging show.
Well, sometimes.
Daddy.
Daddy liked banging. So creepy. Full Circle Brewing and Crowns and Hops founders unite in a Circle of Crowns Beverage Group Strategic Alliance. We've heard a lot about strategic alliances in the craft beer world, and now Full Circle and Crowns and Hops are forming one as well. The Circle of Crowns beverage group includes Inglewood-based Crowns and Hops, Fresno-based Full Circle Brewing, and its sister brands, Speakeasy Ales and Sonoma Cider. Crowns and Hops CEO and co-founder Benny Ashburn told Brewbound that this alliance is a monumental opportunity to unite for exceptional black brands that have individually made significant waves in the industry. By banding together, we're not just shaking up the industry, but we're also rewriting the DNA when you think about it, because an opportunity like this has never existed before for BIPOC brands in the market. No equity will change hands under the strategic alliance, but all four brands will share resources and a combined sales force to cross the necessary hurdles for placement in chain retailers, all but a requirement to succeed in distributed sales in California.
Well, that sounds good then.
Yeah. Goes on to talk about how Full Circle has sold more beer than any other black-owned brewery. And, you know, partnering up is only a good move for everybody at this point.
Right. It's not like anybody's trying to get over more than somebody else or undercut somebody.
Yeah.
It sounds like a real good move.
Yeah. And Crowns and Hops really climbing the ladder. Like, they came out of the gate swinging. You can find them in stores. You can find them, unfortunately, at Total Wine.
Ugh.
I know. But you can also get them at TJ's. And they've done a really good job of getting their name and their beer out there. So it all makes sense.
Speaking of getting beer at Total Wine, this has nothing to do with it.
Go on.
We had a major craft beer distribution company that came out about 3 years ago. They were called Pequod, Pequod.
Okay.
And they are ceasing to exist. They're done.
Oh.
They're closing.
Is that a local Milwaukee thing?
I don't know if it's Milwaukee, well, or
Wisconsin,
if it's Wisconsin, Southeastern, whatever. But they're done. And they like kind of cornered the market on a lot of breweries. So like my beloved Phase 3.
Oh.
You know, like when they were self-distributing and then they sold off to this company to contract out for their sales.
Well, didn't you say their prices went up?
Their prices just skyrocketed.
Yeah.
So now I'm very, very intrigued to see what goes on in the future, like the upcoming months, of certain breweries that they would carry and how things are going to go, who they're going to go through, if they're going to, certain people are going to go back to self-distribution, what's going to happen. So it's kind of a big thing going on by us.
Yeah, and that's huge.
And allegedly for like whoever, like local bar clients that they were dealing with, they were selling shit like dirt cheap just to get rid of it. So there was a bar around here called the Drunk Uncle, very popular.
And it's a great name.
They were buying like craft beer kegs from this company for like $15, like closeout.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So they're planning a day.
Party day.
Future day. Everybody drinks free.
That's awesome.
Not even shooting you, everybody drinks free.
Is that going to be on a Fish Fry Friday?
I think it's going to be on a Saturday.
Okay.
Nothing special going on in Wisconsin on a Saturday, but it's going to be like from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. or something like that.
Well, you can fight the hangover the next day on Hot Ham Sundays.
You got it.
Yeah. I want to come out for that party.
It's a great party.
It sounds like a great party. One of my favorite parties out here was a brewery that no longer exists. They would do kick the keg parties. They'd have like a bunch of kegs that were, you know, towards the end, obviously.
Right.
And they would sell tickets. You come in, you'd sell tickets. I think it was like $5 a pour. and they just do their best to kick the kegs. And if you happen to be the person who kicked it, you got a gift card for like $20 at a future visit. And they do like 6, 7, 8 kegs at a time. It'd be like, oh, leftover from beer festivals and leftover from charity things. So there'd be a ton of kegs to go through and, you know, cheap beer. Plus he had a good chance of getting a gift card by the end of the night. It was a fun time.
At our state fair, we have a big craft beer tent. It's called the Micro. And if you kick a keg, you get the t-shirt that you kicked a keg.
Nice. That's cool.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah. I like that. British passengers on a Turkey-bound flight gulped down the plane's entire supply of alcohol in under 30 minutes.
Come on.
Less than 30 minutes into their four-hour journey, British passengers on a flight to Turkey consumed all of the alcohol on board. The incident occurred on a recent Sun Express flight, during which the U.S.-German CEO Max Konatsky said that British travelers were more high-spend and more hedonistic than those from other nations. The specific airport from which the aircraft took off, the flight's date, time, and passenger count have not been disclosed. He says, "We sold out of beer and wine 25 minutes after departure. We haven't done that in any other market," he said.
My goodness.
Sounds like Scott was on the plane.
So one of my Monday regulars at Eagle Park, he's a pilot, and he said he once piloted a flight for the owner of Lining Kugels.
Oh.
And the only reason he knows this is because the guy, I can't remember his first name, and he gave the stewardess his credit card, and he said, "Make sure anybody who buys a Lining Kugels on this flight goes, make sure I buy it for them."
I like that.
So she was just like, "Who the fuck does this guy think he is?" So she goes to the pilots and the captain, you know, like, "Hey, look, get a load of this guy. Said he was going to do this for these people." And my friend looked at the car and he's like, "Oh, holy shit. Like, he's not kidding.
That's Mr. Kugel."
So, right. So I thought that was actually a pretty neat thing to do.
That is a pretty neat thing to do. You can still get Lineys on Southwest flights.
Yeah.
So that, I swear they're never going to get rid of them.
That's what my friend pilots for.
Yeah. It's pretty dope. Also, pilots, they got the life, man.
Oh, what a life.
Yeah.
I mean, long days, but.
But they got the life. They pull it in. So I've been told.
Okay. Okay.
We'll awkwardly move on from that. A man was arrested for his 12th OWI.
That's too many.
Had an open vodka bottle in car and admitted he was pretty drunk. Out there in the old Wisconsin area, you guys call them OWIs, huh?
Yes.
Out here it's DUI, driving under the influence.
Here now they change it to OWI because you could be operating a lawnmower. You could be
shit.
You can be riding a bicycle. tractors, like. So that's why they change it to OWI, because you can be operating
anything, vehicles, that
anything that moves.
I operated your mom under the influence.
And you got me. Totally fucking got me.
Out of Appleton, Wisconsin, John Miner admitted that he was, quote, pretty drunk. And a field sobriety test showed a blood alcohol level of 0.267.
My goodness. Cool.
Yeah, according to a criminal report. According to the complaint, an officer pulled Miner over for going 85 in a 70 on Interstate 41.
That's not even that bad.
Hey, it could be worse. When the officer approached the vehicle, he saw an open bottle of vodka, and there was an overpowering odor of intoxicating beverages emitting from the inside of the vehicle, even with both the driver and passenger windows down. Miner said he was coming from Toma?
Yep.
Okay. The officer asked him for more specifics. He goes on to say, "It doesn't matter. I'm drunk."
Jesus.
When asked how drunk he was, John said, "Pretty drunk." Trooper Sotka pointed to the bottle of vodka, and John admitted to drinking from the bottle of vodka while he was driving, and that he was consuming the vodka as he passed Trooper Sotka on Interstate 41. The trooper directed John to exit the vehicle, and he complied. However, before exiting the vehicle, John immediately grabbed for the bottle of vodka.
Come on.
And took another drink from the bottle. So good.
That's embarrassing.
Not only was his BAC 0.267, more than three times the normal legal limit, due to previous convictions, his allowed BAC was only a 0.02.
How does he even have a license?
I don't think he actually does. Three traffic citations were also issued against him: inhaling nitrous oxide, operating a vehicle without insurance, and speeding, which was 11 to 15 miles per hour above the limit. Dude was doing knocks while drunk. That's
just
hardcore.
Makes me think of Black Sheep.
Yeah, right?
When the nitrous oxide boosters are leaking.
The road?
Road. Rude. It's another one of them freaky words.
Anyways, this map limit. Is heavy.
Limit. Limit.
Oh, it's so good.
For anybody that doesn't know, do some research.
Yes, please go watch some Black Sheep.
A limit.
Limit. Such a good movie.
Anyway.
Flex, it's been a while.
Has it?
How about we end things on a list?
I was hoping for a list. I'm not going to lie. After last episode.
Yeah. Needed a list in your life?
I needed a list.
Here we go. We have the top eight.
God, I love lists.
Crispiest, no frills, American Pilsners.
It's just Miller Lite 1-8, right?
Please tell me. In there somewhere. Number eight, Trogs Sunshine Pils.
I bet that's good.
Never had it. Number seven, it's been around since 1972. Oscar Blues Mama's Little Yellow Pils.
I've actually had that.
Yeah, I had it like 20 years ago.
For me, it was like...
I honestly don't remember it.
5 years ago, 6 years ago? It was all right.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember it being fine, but that was forever ago. Number six, Von Trapp Bavarian Pils.
Von Trapp, that's like...
The Von Trapps. Yeah, right? Oh, I missed this. I like this. They actually tell you the price. The Trogs, $12 for a six-pack. Oscar Blues, $12 for a six-pack. And the Von Trapp, $13 for a six-pack.
Come on.
Yeah. Number five, 6 Point, The Crisp Pilsner. $11 for a six-pack.
I like that.
Number four, Deschutes King Crispy. $12 for a six-pack.
All we ever get is like, what is it, juice? What is the Deschutes one with, like, the juice squeezed or the...
Oh, freshly squeezed?
Yeah. That's all we ever fucking get from them.
That's all you get from them?
Yeah.
I think my favorite Deschutes beer is...
Is it Black Butte?
Thank you. Black Butte. Yeah. Black Butte. It's a porter. Delicious. Not even, like, the fancy barrel-aged one. Just the regular Black Butte.
Right.
Delicious.
Son of a bitch.
I've had this one. Number three, Victory's Prima Pils. Or Prima Pils.
I've never had that.
$13 for a six pack. Number two, Oxbow Lupulo.
Okay.
$16 for a four pack.
What?
And then number one, Schilling Jacobus. No idea. $15 for a four pack.
I wonder who enters these.
Yeah, not me.
No.
They say it's the perfect mix of crisp, sweet malts, fruity, citrus, and floral flavors.
I bet it's not.
They're probably full of shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now they're full of shit.
Yeah. So there you have it. Top eight, okay. Crispiest, no frills American Pilsners.
Well, I hate it.
Glad to hear it.
Absolutely hate it.
Fuck you, American Pilsner list. You weren't that crispy after all.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. All right. Let's hit some music. Let's say hello to Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi there. You guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for drinking along with us. Find us on the socials at Craft Beer Republic and, of course, at FlexMeABeer _ in between. CraftBeerRepublic.com. This is unofficial. I haven't even talked to her yet, but I'm going to try and get Mel on for the next show because I want to do some fridge digging. Dig out those old beers we have in the fridge.
I still have my old shitty one that I got in there.
Yeah. So, Mel, if you listen to this before I ask you, want to come on the show next week?
You know she's already... She's in.
Yeah, we haven't even posted the show yet, and she's in. So we need to do our old beers that we were talking about. So stick around to see if she shows up or not. I think that's everything. I hope everyone's staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.